to Belgium.
Grazie, signor Presidente. Belgium wishes to express its solidarity with the people of Gost and Paktika provinces following the devastating earthquake. My country welcomes this urgent debate. Belgium is alarmed by the de facto authorities' measures that progressively erase women and girls from public life. The suspension of girls' secondary education, barriers to employment, the lack of opportunities to participate in political and public life, and the limits to their freedom of movement, association and expression have devastating effects on the daily lives of women and girls. And more, advising women to stay at home, enforcing a strict hijab, and issuing directives on mahram, step by step, the de facto authorities work towards imposing a pattern of absolute gender segregation. It is unacceptable, deplorable, and goes against Afghanistan's own interests and international obligations. Women and girls in Afghanistan need their rights back. In this regard, Belgium would like to highlight the situation of Afghan women organizations, women human rights defenders, peace builders, and all those standing up for Afghan women's and girls' rights, not least the Afghan Women Leaders Coalition. Despite the deliberate erasure of their rights and justified fears for reprisals, women continue to stand up and demonstrate their determination to participate equally in society. They deserve all our recognition, support, and protection. Belgium urges the Taliban to immediately reverse all measures negating women's and girls' rights, to listen to their demands, and to prioritize the equal participation of Afghan women and girls in society, not only for the sake of gender equality, but also for the future of Afghanistan. Tashakkur.